بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman. Part 2, Husband and Wife. Those among you who declare their wives to be unlawful for them, by using of them the expression, "Be as my mother's back to me," should know that their wives are not their mothers. Their mothers are none other than the women who gave them birth. Such men certainly utter a word abhorred by the Sharia and a falsehood. Yet Allah is surely all-pardoning. He overlooks the faults of His servants, all-forgiving. Thinking points. In explaining the previous verse, it was mentioned that during the pre-Islamic era, known as the period of Jahiliyyah, the zihar was a form of separation and divorce in which a man said a sentence which in essence meant, "Sleeping with you, my wife, is like sleeping with my mother," and that this was an accepted form of divorce at that time. The teachings of Islam came and prohibited this form of divorce, and in the event that any of the believers practiced it at that time, they were obligated to pay the compensation, the kafara. Now, those individuals who had practiced this form of divorce, the zihar, before the revelation of this verse were, as this verse concludes, forgiven by Allah. The word zur, which is used in this verse, means any kind of misleading and fallacious words which a person uses. Takeaway messages. 1. One of the goals of the prophets sent by Allah was to remove superstitions and erroneous ways of the people. 2. One of the forms of oppression which existed in the pre-Islamic era of Jahiliyyah was in regards to the rights of women. It was the law of divorce of zihar which Islam nullified, and also stated that if any man was guilty of it, he had a severe penalty to pay to return back to normal, married life. 3. When it comes to fighting against superstitions and the erroneous ways of the people, this must be done logically and with sound proofs. 4. Sometimes, one truthful call for help leads to a river of salvation. 5. One of the ways of the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, Jahiliyyah, was the speaking using harsh and vile tones. 6. There is an Islamic and legal way to do everything. When it comes to separation between the husband and wife, there is the path of divorce, and that too by keeping in mind that one must observe the rules related to it, and the rights of both the husband and the wife. However, in the case of divorcing through the way of zihar, and any other path which people may devise, such ways are both unacceptable and invalid. 7. Allah both forgives the sins and at the same time He also overlooks the faults of His servants. 8. No matter how large a sin may be, no one can doubt in the vast forgiveness of Allah. We will continue in our next discussion with verse number 3.